You have some notes in your bulletin, and you can look at those later. Those are for you to take home.
大家的节目当中有个今天的这个讲稿的信息，你可以带回家之后再看。
There'll be a lot of extra scriptures there that you can study.
那边有些额外的经文，你可以去研读。
Because today we're going to do like an overview, a special Bible study.
那今天我们要做一个很特别的圣经的查考。
Now, sometimes you just study one verse in the Bible.
有的时候我们只查圣经中的一节经文。
Now, and you're like a butterfly or a bee, and you can suck out so much honey from that one
verse. 就好像一个蝴蝶或是蜜蜂，可以从一个花丛当中吸出很多的蜜来。
Yeah. Other times you study a whole chapter at a time.
那有的时候你可以一章来读。
Right, and you learn something by looking at a bigger chunk of scripture.
好，那有一大段的圣经来去学习。
But today we're going to look at like a couple thousand years of biblical history. We're going to do an overview.
那今天呢，我们要纵览几千年的圣经历史。
And a lot of people miss a lot of life-changing lessons because they never really study the whole Bible consistently.
那很多人没有持续的读整本的圣经，所以他错过了很多圣经里面要教导我们的功课。
And there are especially a lot of important lessons to learn about family and how family impacts history as you study the whole Bible.
特别是当我们读整本圣经的时候呢，你看到有关家庭的故事以及家庭的重要性，它怎么样冲击或是改变我们的历史。
And that's what we're going to look at today, how God-fearing families are the hinges upon which history turns.
那今天我们的主题就是敬畏上帝的家庭，他们如何扭转历史的枢纽。
And it's an historic revelation of the family in God's Word.
这是从神的话来看对整个家庭的一个启示。
There we go. We will learn the key role parents play in determining the outcome of history.
那今天我们要看父母亲他们决定历史结果的一个关键的角色。
And today we're going to focus especially on fathers.
那当然今天我们要着重在父亲的身上。
But this can apply to mothers too.
当然它也可以应用到母亲的身上。
And these truths apply to our physical families as well as our spiritual family in Christ Church.
那这些真理可以应用到我们深深的家庭以及我们在基督教会当中的属灵家庭。
So if you're not a father or a parent yet, I don't want you going to sleep. This is just as relevant for you.
假如你还不是一个父亲的话，我不要以为你这个跟你没有关系，好，希望你不要睡觉。
Because there's a very good chance someday you will be a mother or a father.
因为很有可能有一天你会成为父亲或是母亲。
Okay, and also we want to realize that all these truths about our physical family apply. We have a spiritual family in the church.
而且我们也学到，我们从肉身的家庭所学到的，也可以应用到我们属灵的家庭，就是在教会的里面。
Right, and there's baby Christians that need to be taken care of.
好，在教会里面有所谓的小婴孩的基督徒，他们需要被照顾。
Right, there's children Christians that need older Christians to help take care of them.
有儿童式的基督徒，他们需要年长的人来照顾他们。
And then the Bible talks about those that are fathers who have led others to Christ.
圣经也说有为父的，他们带领其他人到主的面前。
So there's life-changing truths for all of us this morning.
所以今天早上所要传讲的真理，对我们每个人都能够带来生命改变的用处。
So let's go to the Lord in prayer.
好，让我们先到主的面前来祈祷。
Heavenly Father, how can we ever thank you?
天父，我们万分的感谢你。
For making us your children.
使我们成为你的儿女。
Revealing yourself to us as Father.
将你自己为父的身份启示给我们。
And we thank you when you sent Jesus to die for our sins.
当你差遣主耶稣基督为我们的罪而死的时候。
That he made a way for us to restore our broken relationship with you.
他使我们恢复与你破碎的关系成为可能。
So we can experience all the love, the blessing, the mercy from our relationship with our Heavenly Father.
好，让我们因为跟天父再一次有关系，可以经验到他的爱、他的恩典以及他的怜悯。
And we thank you, we know you'll always be there for us.
我们也感谢你，你永远在那里支持着我们。
And you put us here for a purpose.
你也叫我们放在这个世上有一个目的。
Sometimes we struggle to find out what that purpose is.
有的时候我们挣扎着想要去寻找这个目的到底是什么。
Lord, we know as we seek your will for our life that you will be able to reveal it to us.
我们也知道当我们寻求你为我们人生的心意的时候我们必定会寻见。
So we pray for each one here this morning. That they'll be able to understand better what your purpose is for their family. For their spiritual family. What they can contribute and what they can receive. To experience all the blessings of a relationship with you. So we ask that you open your word now. And show us how we can be a part of changing history for the better. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. So God empowers us to fulfill His purpose. Okay, sometimes you might think, yeah, well, I didn't really know how to be a father or a mother. But once God gives you kids, you're going to learn pretty quick. Right? And we think, gee, just when I learned how to be a pretty good father, now the kids are gone.
有时候你想到, 哎呀, 当我学到怎么做一个好父亲的时候呢, 孩子已经离开家了。
Do you think that's why God gives us grandkids?
你想这是为什么上帝把一个孙儿女给我们呢?
So we can do it right the next time?
让我们下一次可以做得对。
Well, I don't think so, because grandparents are totally different than being a parent.
我想不是好, 因为祖父母的身份跟父母的亲的身份完全不一样。
But wherever you are in life, God wants to empower you to fulfill His glorious purpose.
但是不管你在人生的什么阶段, 上帝都要给你能力。 去完成他对你的荣耀的目的。
And that empowerment comes from the revelation God's given us about the place of family in His plan.
这个能力来自于上帝在他话语当中对家庭的计划和启示。
I talk to people who say they're afraid to have children. They don't want to have children.
我曾经跟一些人谈, 他们说, 啊, 他们不想要孩子, 因为他们很害怕有孩子。
They say the world is so bad, I can't imagine bringing a child into this world.
他说这个世界这么的糟糕, 我不能想象自己怎么样把孩子带到这样的世界来。
You know, that's kind of a lie from the devil.
我想这是从撒旦来的一个谎言。
Because the devil is all about destroying life.
因为魔鬼的目的就是毁坏生命。
But God is all about giving life.
但上帝一直要赐给生命。
And He has a purpose for every life that He brings into this world.
所以他对每一个带来世界上的生命都有他的目的。
Okay. Almost every family in the Old Testament was dysfunctional in some way.
旧约中几乎每个家庭在某些方面呢都有点功能失调。
Now this was a big encouragement for me.
那对我来说，对，这对我是一个很大的鼓励。
Because sometimes you'll think, oh, I'm failing as a parent.
有时候又想说, 啊, 我父母做得不是很好。
Very likely when the kids are teenagers.
特别是当孩子是青年期的时候。
Right? It's many times you're going to think, what hope is there?
有时候你想说, 哎呀, 我的盼望在哪里?
Or you're going to think, you can't change the world at all.
有时候你也会想说, 哎呀, 我根本没有办法改变这个世界。
But you know, just about every family, you can take Abraham.
但是几乎每个家庭, 好比亚伯拉罕,
He had a lot of dysfunction in his family, didn't he? Right. A lot of it he caused himself by not trusting God completely. Then how about his son Isaac? His family got pretty dysfunctional there at some point too, didn't it? Then how about Jacob? Wow, there's dysfunction for you. He even had a bunch of brothers gang up and sell one of the brothers into slavery into another land. Then lie to their father that he had died. And the other brother, oh, a lot of dysfunction. But did that keep God from fulfilling His glorious purpose? You know, sometimes there's an easy way in life.
有的时候人生是比较容易的一条路,
and sometimes there's a really hard way in life.
有的时候是非常困难的一条路。
What I found that us humans, most of the time, for some reason, we always want to take the hardest way.
但是我想作为人哈, 我的发现是我们常常愿意选择那条困难的路。
But no matter whether life's been hard or easy,
但是不管人生是艰苦或是容易,
The dysfunction in our families is not going to keep God from finally fulfilling His glorious purposes.
我们家庭的功能失调不会防止上帝来实践他自己荣耀的目的。
But it always depends on at what point will you seek God with all your heart.
就在乎你在哪一个时刻愿意全心的去寻求神。
Okay, so don't look at your family and think, oh, none of this would apply to me. My family's so dysfunctional, there is no way we can impact history.
所以不要看着这些说，哎呀，这些对我家庭一点都没用，我的家庭如此的功能失调，根本不可能改变历史。
No, if things are tough, just hang in there.
好，但是假如你很艰，在一个艰困的情况当中，你要坚持下去。
We have a great God for whom nothing's impossible.
因为我们有一个伟大的神，在他凡事都能。
So focus on the family.
所以我们要聚焦在家庭。
Both your physical and your spiritual family.
不管是你深深的家庭或是属灵的家庭。
Parents who invest their lives in their children and grandchildren will reap eternal rewards on the great day of judgment.
将生命投注在儿女和孙儿女的父母呢，将来在大审判的日子会收获永恒的奖赏。
Okay. The Bible says, if anyone provide not for his own and especially for those of his own house, he is denied the faith, he is worse than an infidel.
圣经说好，人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。
So God does want us to focus on the family.
所以上帝确实要我们专注在家庭。
Focus on the family is the key to find meaning and purpose in life.
那专注在家庭上呢，是寻得人生意义跟目的的关键。
I remember...Dr. James Dobson.
我记得一位传道人叫做 James Dobson.
He was a doctor, medical doctor, working in a hospital in L.A.
他本来在 L.A. 的一家医院做医生。
And there's a doctor who had been working there for like 40 years.
那有一个医生在那边工作了四十年。
And he passed away.
他过世了。
And he remembers the next workday that he came to the hospital.
那他就记得次日到医院来工作的时候。
This man had worked there 40 years, had been a great doctor.
那这个很好的医生工作了四十年。
And over the loudspeaker, they said, we're going to have a moment of silence for this man who passed away.
所以他就记得这个医院的这个透过医院的音响设施说，我们今天大家要安静一分钟来纪念这位过世的医生。
And then he was thinking, wow, is that all there is to it?
然后他就想说，哎呀，人生就是如此吗？
40 years of his life invested into this hospital.
四十年的时间投资在这个医院里面。
And now he's passed away and he gets a moment of silence.
他现在过去了，他所获得的是一分钟的静默。
Well, God spoke to James Dobson at that point.
所以在那一刻，上帝就对 Dr. Dobson 说话。
And he actually started the ministry focus on the family.
所以这位杜布森博士呢，就成立了专注在家庭这个事工。
Because he realizes it's not your career, your work, what you do that's going to have the biggest impact.
因为他后来明白，不是你的工作能够带给世界上最大的这个影响。
It's through family that you're going to have the greatest impact on history.
而是经由家庭，你可以对这个历史、对人类做出最大的贡献。
Okay, family is a special creation of God. It's found in all cultures.
那在所有的文化当中，我们都会发现，家庭是上帝所特别创造的。
And something I want to point out is that male-female sexuality is evolution's impossible dilemma.
我要特别指出的一个就是男女的性恋呢，是进化论没有办法解答的难题。
Okay, the difference between the sexes is coming under attack today.
那今天对性别的差异呢，都受到攻击。
Okay, it is impossible for random chance plus time. That's what evolution needs.
好，进化论就是说要时间加上偶然。
To produce both male and female of every species.
能够创造出所有不同物种的雌雄体。
And it's doing it simultaneously evolving.Infinitely complicated sexual apparatus.
而且同时进化出非常非常复杂的雌雄的性器官。
You do know that your sexual apparatus, whether you're male or female, is really complicated.
那我们知道，不管是男性或女性，他的这个性器官是非常非常复杂的。
And yet, these two male female that evolved slowly over time somehow come together perfectly and can have offspring.
然后呢，进化论说他们忽然之间就发展得非常完美，然后能够结合而且产生后代。
Okay, think of this: to believe that the perfection of male-female sexuality.
好，相信如果众多的这个完美的雌雄的性别
of so many species could evolve slowly over time.
而且这么多的物种能够慢慢在时间的进化中而来
is the epitome of absurdity. It's an impossible barrier to evolution. Because you see, they say they needed millions and millions of years for one animal to evolve.
进化论说, 一个动物的进化需要几百年、几万年的时间。
But what they want me to believe is that the male was evolving over millions of years at the same time that the female was evolving over millions of years.
他们所说的理论就是男性花这么长时间在进化, 然后女性花这么多时间同时在进化。
And this is happening simultaneously in every species on earth.
这个时候呢, 就是地上所有的物种都同时在发生。
And then somehow in this chance plus time evolution, every male and female seem to be able to come together and have children.
然后偶然的加上时间, 每一个雌雄体都可以结合, 然后产生后代。
That's why it's one of the hurdles to evolution. There is no explanation.
这就是进化论的一个障碍哈, 它没有办法去解释。
Because it's impossible.
因为是不可能的。
There's no way it could have happened.
它不可能发生。
Right, you got animals on land, elephants, zebras. 好,
我们地陆地上有象, 有这个斑马。
Male, female, and kids.
好, 有男雌雄体, 然后他们会生孩子。
You got the animals in the air that can fly.
空中的飞鸟。
Blue heron here, mom, dad, and kid.
这边蓝的露丝好, 有妈妈, 有爸爸, 有小孩。
Then you got animals in the oceans.
然后海洋里也有动物。
Mom, dad, and kid.
有母亲, 有父亲, 有孩子。
And you expect me to believe that these thousands and thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of different species, the male and female, happen to evolve by chance slowly over time and they just perfectly fit together like this? Come on.
然后你要我相信这些所有的物种的雌雄体经过几千万年的进化, 然后他们可以非常完美的结合产生小孩, 你要我信得过吗?
To believe that, you have to have more faith than I have in believing that God created this.
就要相信这个, 比我相信上帝的创造需要更大的信心。
Think, okay, think.
所以让我们多想想,
such wonderful design by mere time and chance?
这么奇妙的设计, 只是偶然加上时间所产生的吗?
Kangaroo just happened by chance.
好, 好像袋鼠就忽然发生了。
And by chance you just happened to get a male and female, and by chance they fit perfect together.
好, 偶然之间就有雌雄体, 然后偶然之间他们就完美的结合。
Giraffes, pandas,
还有熊猫,
and hippopotamuses,
还有河马。
And you want me to believe the male evolved by chance and then the female just happened to evolve by chance and they just fit together perfect?
所以你要我相信这个雌体在进化, 雄体在进化, 然后他们很完美的结合在一起。
And then you're telling me not only were they able to have kids, somehow they knew how to take care of those kids.
然后你告诉我说他们不但可以生小孩子, 而且知道怎么去照养这些小孩子。
And there's no mind behind it, no intelligence behind it.
所以后面没有一个有才智的设计吗?
Well, you can believe that as if you want, but I have to admit, you got more faith than I have to believe that God created it.
好, 假如你要选择这么相信的话, 我会告诉你, 你需要的信心远比我相信上帝的创造更多, 要需要更多。
It's easier to believe family is a special creation of God.
所以相信上帝是上帝, 相信家庭是上帝特别创造呢, 是更容易相信的。
It's not the invention of men.
它不是人的发明。
And the fact that family is universal in every culture and almost every species.
而且家庭这个现象是每个文化当中, 每个物种当中都存在的。
Makes it obvious somehow there's an intelligent mind that's designed this.
使它更容易, 更显然地让我们知道是有一个 有心思的人在后面所设计出来的。
Probably his greatest blessing to mankind.
这对人类是最大的一个祝福。
And he's got a glorious purpose for it.
他对人有一个荣耀的目的。
Jesus was omniscient and never lied.
那我们晓得耶稣无所不知，而且他从来不说谎。
He confirmed the Genesis account of the origins of the family.
他确定在创世纪中对家庭的起源的记载。
Right, he said, in the beginning, God created a male and female.
他在新约当中说，起初上帝创造男跟女。
Okay, repeat that. Jesus is omniscient and never lied.
我说好，耶稣无所不知，而且从不说谎。
All right, do it in Chinese.
好，耶稣
together with Annie.
无所不知，而且从不说谎。
Okay, that's important. That's our Jesus.
这就是我们所信的耶稣。
But scientists,
但是科学家们,
how much do they really know
他们到底确实知道多少？
Do they know everything?
他们知道，他们无所不知吗？
They're not even close to Jesus.
他们跟耶稣根本天差地别。
And here's something I know from personal experience.
那从我个人的经验，我知道。
They often lie and they are often deceived.
他们经常说谎，而且他们常常被骗。
So they're the ones telling you all this male and female evolved by chance, slowly over time, no intelligence. But I like science, so I read a lot of books on science.
我喜欢科学，我也读了很多关于科学的书。
When science fails,
比如说当科学失败了,
talks about all the hoaxes in science, the lies and everything else.
它里面就讲到科学里面很多的欺骗。
I had to help a professor at school when I was in college. I was in biology and he was physics. So he had gotten a grant to do a research. And his research required that he use this biggest nerve of the biggest frog. Had to order it from Louisiana. And then me and a friend were supposed to help him take that nerve out of that frog. We were biologists. And then he's going to do his test by running that nerve through different kinds of magnets and all that stuff. But they kept sending him the wrong frog. The nerve was too small. The time was running out on his grant. If he didn't do the test and get results, he'd never get another grant probably. So he fudges his data.
所以他就作假了。
He had the wrong nerve.
他有错的神经。
But that doesn't show up in his paper.
真的，他的报告当中他没有这么写。
Because there was too much pressure on him to get results.
因为他有太大的压力要把结果呈现出来。
That happens a lot.
那这个常常发现。
Okay? So Jesus would never do something like that.
但是耶稣不会做这样的事。
He never lied.
他从来不说谎。
He would never deceive us. And he reminded us in the beginning God created male and female. Also, I've shared this book before. Called The Half-Life of Facts. Okay, what they found in this book by Arbsman. They discovered a clear pattern of decay of facts in all major scientific disciplines.
他们说在所有科学不同的领域里面呢，他们发现一个整体的一个模式。
Okay, in about 45 years, 50% of the accepted facts are no longer fully factual.
就是说在45年之后呢，曾经被认定为真理的这个科学呢，有50%已经是不合事实了。
And then after 50 years, only 25% of scientific articles were still considered fully factual.
那经过30年之后，只有25%的科学文件被认为是完全的合乎事实。
They don't use my textbooks anymore that I spent hundreds of dollars on in college.
好比今天的大学已经不用我以前花了很多钱买的科学的教科书。You
college students, how's it feel to know you probably wasted all your money on those textbooks?
假如说你把钱浪费在这些教科书上, yeah. 不是很难过吗?
In 50 years, there'll only be 25% right.
50年之后只有25%是正确的。
So why would you reject God's revelation for something like that?
所以你为什么为了这个东西要拒绝上帝的启示呢?
You'd have to be foolish to do that.
好，这样做是相当愚昧的。
Okay, you have two worldviews.
所以今天世界有两个世界观。
Either you're going to believe in God and His creation.
一个是相信上帝以及他的创造。
Or you're going to believe evolution and man's opinion.
或是相信进化人的意见。
This theory. Now these are two worldviews.
这是两个不同的世界观。
Oh, what did I do there? You got to bring up my pictures again. Isn't technology and science incredible?
科学跟高科技是不是很棒啊?
Press one wrong button, life's over.
我只要按错一个钮哈，就完蛋了。
Okay. Here we go. Okay, so both these worldviews require faith.
那这两个世界观都需要信心。
See, it's wrong, especially when we're talking about evolution, to say it's proven fact. It's not proven fact. It's a faith just as much as believing in Jesus as a faith. But here's the difference. You believe in God and God's words, you have laws. And we're accountable to the lawgiver. So we believe in marriage and not having sex outside of marriage. We believe in moral standards. And we believe someday we'll give account to God for how well we did in keeping those moral standards. But here's the thing, we believe God gives us meaning and purpose in life. You're not an accident. You're here for a reason. You have a heavenly Father who loves you, who's going to help you fulfill that purpose. Now, either you believe that or you believe this. And if you believe you're here by accident, there is no law. You'll have lawlessness. And that's why once we take the Bible and prayer out of school and we just start teaching evolution, you start getting mass killings in public schools. And they're increasing at a scary rate. Okay? And then you get homosexual behavior instead of God's norm of marriage. And then you get pornography. And thinking nothing wrong with pornography. I don't see how any women could not be fighting to get pornography made illegal in society. Just about 100% of all those people that were accused of molesting children.
那些被控诉为侵犯孩子的这些人。
They find child pornography in their home.
他们在他们的家里就看到孩童的色情文物。
You're not going to molest a child unless you've been feeding this poison into your mind.
假如说我们没有先把脑筋充满了这种色情的东西，我们就不会去做那些色情的行为。
But this is what you get when you reject God and you build your life on mere chance.
那这些就是因为我们拒绝神，而相信一切都是偶然的话。
And then instead of wanting to bring new life into the world, you want to end life.
好，那而且不是说要把人生命带到世界上，反而是把生命解决掉。
Choose carefully the foundation on which you're building
your faith. 所以我们要小心选择哈，我们建立信仰的根基是什么。
Both worldviews require faith.
这两个世界观都需要信心。
Either the revelation of God, you believe God's revelation.
如果不是上帝的启示。
In the beginning, God created.
好，起初上帝创造。
Now, if you believe this, then you know you're special.
好，假如你相信创造的话，你就知道你是非常特别的。
Your life has eternal value.
你的人生也有永恒的价值。
You live according to high morals.
好，我们的生活要根据上帝高超高的道德标准。
And you find meaning and purpose in life.
在人生中找到意义跟目的。
And not just in this life, but you know you're going to live forever.
好，不但是今生，而且在来生。
Or you're going to put your faith in the theory of men.
要不然就是把你的信心放在人的理论上。
In the beginning, nothing created something.
好，起初虚空创造了某些东西。
Then something, by chance, evolved itself into everything.
然后这个东西呢，根据时间或进化，慢慢变成另外一个东西。
Now you can believe that if you want.
你也可以选择去这么相信。
But it's going to have a powerful effect on your life.
但是它对你的人生也会有很大的影响。
Because if that's what you believe, then you know you're an accident.
假如你是这么相信的话呢，那你就知道你只不过是个意外。
Your life has no value, meaning, or purpose.
好，你的生命没有价值，没有意义或是目的。
And once you die, that's it. It's all over.
啊，死了就死了。
Why would you even want to choose that?
那你为什么要选择这个信念呢？
If they both require faith.
这两个都需要信心。
Why wouldn't you choose the one that gives you the best results?
为什么不选择那个带给你最好的结果的信仰？
Why would you choose one that's just going to lead to tears?
啊，为什么选择一个让你流泪的人生观？
Godly families are a key part of God's eternal redemptive plan.
所以有属神的家庭是上帝永恒救赎计划一个很重要的部分。
God wants to bless the whole world through God-fearing families.
上帝要经由敬畏他的家庭来祝福全世界。
God promised Abraham, "And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed."
上帝跟亚伯兰说，地上万国都必因你的后裔得福。
See, sometimes we just can't. How could God ever bless? I mean, a whole world through just my family?
有的时候我们会想，哈，上帝怎么可能就经由一个家庭来祝福全世界呢？
Well, we're told that Abraham's the father of the people of faith.
好，我们晓得亚伯兰被称作信心之父。
We have a great God.
好，我们有一个伟大的神。
He wants you to have a great vision for your family.
他希望你对你的家庭有一个很伟大的意向。
No matter how dysfunctional it might seem right now,
不管他现在看起来多么的功能失调，
or how hopeless things might look right now,
或现在看起来多么的绝望。
Focus on the family.
好，还是要专注在家庭。
Both your physical family and your family in church.
好，不但是真正的家庭，也是教会的家庭。
Why could God bless the whole world through Abraham?
那为什么上帝可以经由亚伯拉罕来祝福全世界呢？
He tells us.
他告诉我们。
For I know him that he will command his children and his household.
他说我知道他好。
And they shall keep the way of the Lord.
我叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵守我的道。
Do justice and judgment.
秉公行义。
That or so that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken.
是我所应许亚伯拉罕的话都成就了。
Okay, it's an amazing promise.
所以这是一个非常奇妙的应许。
So that know that being a faithful parent can bless millions.
所以我们要明白，作为一个忠心的父母亲，能够成为百万人的祝福。
There's a Jewish saying, "He who saves a single life saves the world entire."
犹太人有个名言，就是说一个人拯救一个人，等于拯救全世界。
Now they base that on the fact that God created man just by creating one Adam and one Eve.
好，他们这句话的来源就是他们相信上帝创造了一个亚当还有一个夏娃。
So if somebody had killed Adam, none of us would be here.
把亚当给杀死了，那没有人会存在世上。
If somebody had killed Adam, he would have killed the whole world.
所以一个人如果把亚当给杀了，等于杀了全世界。
Same way, if somebody had saved Adam,
那同样，假如一个人拯救了亚当，
they would have saved the whole world that came from him.
他就拯救了从亚当来的全世人。
You have no idea what might happen by saving one life.
所以我们不知道哈，当我们拯救一个人的时候，他的结果会是什么。
You have no idea how saving a baby from abortion could change history.
我们也不知道，假如我们拯救一个小孩免于堕胎的话，他会造成什么样的结果。
Could that baby have been another Moses, another Joshua?
那个婴孩可能是下一个摩西，下一个约书亚吗？
Eve was called the mother of all living.
夏娃被称为众生之母。
Abram's name was changed to Abraham because God was going to make him a father of many nations.
那亚伯兰的名字改成亚伯拉罕，因为上帝要使他成为多国的父。
He was 90 years old.
他那个时候九十岁了。
He said he's too old to have any kids now.
他说我现在太老了，没办法生孩子了。
God changes his name and said, "No, you're going to be a father of many nations, Abraham."
上帝改变他的名字，说你要成为多国的父。
God loves doing the impossible.
上帝很喜欢做这些不可能的事情。
Because then He gets all the credit and all the glory.
因为这样上帝得到所有的这个荣耀哈，所有的荣誉。
And we don't take any of the glory because we know it was already impossible for us.
那我们知道是在我们来是不可能的，所以上帝得到所有的荣耀。
So don't give up if your family looks dysfunctional right now.
所以你的家庭如果现在不好的话呢，不要放弃。
Keep seeking the Lord. Keep praying. Keep doing what you can.
持续祷告，持续做你能够做的事。
Because we serve a great God.
因为我们服侍的是位伟大的神。
Because family is such a crucial part of God's redemptive purposes, Satan tries to destroy it.
那因为家庭是上帝救赎计划当中很重要的部分，所以撒旦努力要摧毁家庭。
See, the family has a real enemy out here.
我们的家庭有一个真实的敌人。
And Satan attacks the family by trying to change the definition of marriage as being between one man and one woman.
把改变婚姻的定义。
Promoting same-sex marriage.
倡导同性婚姻。
Promoting homosexuality.
同性恋。
Adultery, divorce.
奸淫或是离婚。
By promoting sex outside of marriage.
还有婚外情。
Free love and hooking up.
自由恋爱或是同居。
pornography, transgenderism.
好, 色情文物, 或是变性,
the list of attacks against the family as God created it is endless.
所以攻击上帝所创造的家庭的制度呢，是无止境的。
Because Satan knows how important the family is in God's purpose.
因为撒旦知道在上帝的计划当中家庭的重要性。
And that includes your family.
这包括我们每个人的家庭。
Even if it's broken now.
好, 虽然他现在是破碎的。
Abraham's broken family, Jacob's broken family, Isaac's broken family didn't keep God from fulfilling his purpose.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各他们破碎的家庭，没有防止上帝实践他的计划。
Same-sex marriage threatens the well-being of civilization because it undermines.
我们晓得同性婚姻威胁文明的福祉，因为它破坏上帝对婚姻、亲职、性别的目的。
Yeah, because it undermines God's purpose for marriage, parenthood, and gender.
Okay, keep going.
Okay. To deny the universally, scientifically observable difference between male and female.
假如我们否认普世上可以从科学可以观察到的男女性别的差异和目的。 我们就是进入到一个荒谬的地步。
Right. To deny the difference between male and female is the height of absurdity.
非常的荒谬。
Right. But yet, that's what our society is doing.
但是今天我们的社会就是这个走向。
When you deny the difference between male and female, you're guilty of loving and practicing a lie.
好，所以当我们否决男女之间性别有差异的时候呢，我们等于喜爱而且实践谎言，这就是犯罪。
I'm sorry to inform you, you know, but these past 4 years, Annie has really been a man. She is not a woman. He is really a man.
So you mean you're a woman?
No, I accepted myself. I have good self-esteem. But that was our Sunday school lesson.
Oh.
No. But you see, it's absurd.
I wonder where it came from.
Right? You would never buy that.
所以他说我过去四年假如我是一个男性的话，你们不相信吧？
But why do you buy it when the government pushes it? And when scientists push it.
但是政府或是科学在推动这个东西，你为什么会采纳呢？
Why do you buy it when people have a political agenda of pushing something that is obviously against reality?
当一个人有一个政治的目的来推动这些事情的时候呢，你为什么要接受这些反对事实的东西？
Yeah. See, if you're denying a difference between male and female, you're denying reality, nature, and God.
假如我们 否认性别，男女性别之间有差异的话呢，我们等于拒绝事实，拒绝自然，拒绝上帝。
And anything that undermines the stability of the family threatens civilization.
任何破坏家庭稳定的事情都威胁文明的生存。
Nearly every dollar that we spend on welfare programs is the result of a broken home or a home that didn't form.
几乎政府福利项目所花的每一块钱都是因为婚姻失败或是破裂。
A home that didn't form would be the woman having a child out of wedlock.
好，或是说婚外生子。
It's a huge burden on any society.
好，那对任何社会来说都是一个很大的负担。
The Bible's prohibition of non-marital sex made the creation of Western civilization possible.
那圣经禁止婚外的性生活呢，使西方文明的发生成为可能。
Societies that didn't put boundaries around human sexuality were stymied in their development. And you can study this. I put two of the books up here. You can get them in your notes.
这边有两本书要跟大家分享。
The American Sex Revolution by Sorkin.
一个就是美国的性革命。
And Sex and Culture.
还有就是性与文化。
See, when Communism took over Russia.
当共产主义, 占据苏俄的时候,
they wanted to get rid of God.
他们要把上帝给排除掉。
So they eliminated Sabbath, a day off. Everybody had to work
7 days
a week.
解除了安息日, 好, 每个人都要一个礼拜工作7天。
But they also came up with this saying.
但他们也有一句话说,
to eliminate the family.
要把家庭给消灭。
If a man's thirsty,
假如一个人渴的话,
it doesn't matter which glass he drinks from.
他不在乎他从哪一杯子来喝水。
In other words, if a man has a sexual desire,
换句话说, 假如一个男性他有一个性的欲望,
it doesn't matter which woman he fulfills that sexual desire with,
就不在乎说他跟哪一位女性发生他的这个性关系。
He doesn't have to get married.
他不需要结婚。
Well, you know, they did a lot of research on Russian culture.
后来他们对苏俄的文化就做了一些研究。
was collapsing. Russia was collapsing from within.
好，那苏俄从里面在崩解。
Because so many children running around becoming dangerous criminals because there was no family to grow them.
有许多小孩哈就没有办法好好的生活，因为他没有一个家庭来使他成长。
When you break the family down, you're going to destroy civilization.
所以当我们破坏家庭的时候，我们等于破坏我们的文明。
Yeah, Russia learned it the hard way.
所以苏俄就很困难的去学。
So they had to go back to putting in laws that would require to form a family.
后来他们就产生了要形成家庭的这样的律法。
Satan tries to destroy the family by using government.
那撒旦也利用政府来摧毁家庭。
This would be government under the control of the rulers of the darkness of the world.
经上说好，这些政府在管辖着黑暗世界。
And you need to study those scriptures because it shows how evil spirits can get control of government leaders.
这些经文告诉我们这些邪灵怎么样可以控制政府的权柄来带领人走错路。
And one of the first signs of that happening will be they're making laws that will end up destroying the family.
好，那这个现象的第一次你可以发现的就是他们开始设立破坏家庭的法律。
And they'll frame mischief by law. In other words, they'll frame sin by law.
诗篇有一句话说哈，借着律例来架弄残害。
Okay, Daniel's a prime example of this.
好，但以理是一个非常好的例子。
Some government officials pass a law saying nobody can pray to any god except the emperor.
好，他们那个时候制定一个律法，说没有人可以向天上的神祷告，只能向他们的王祷告。
Because they knew Daniel prays every day.
因为他们知道但以理每天跟神祷告。
And they knew if they passed the law, then they could arrest Daniel for praying to his God.
所以假如这个法律通过的话呢，他们就可以逮捕但以理向神祷告。
That's why he was cast into the lion's den.
就是为什么但以理被丢到狮子坑里头。
Because some corrupt politicians wanted to get rid of an honest man.
因为有些腐败的政客想要把这个公义的人给解决掉。
And they did it by passing a law that they knew would end up putting Daniel in prison.
所以他们设立一个法律来抓捕这个但以理。
Here's the thing, only true believers will resist a government that's passing laws inspired by evil spirits.
所以只有真实的信徒知道怎么抗拒这个邪恶的势力界的政府所要通过的法律。
We need to catch a vision and the potential privilege and responsibility of parenthood.
所以我们必须捕捉一个亲子的意向，包括他的潜能，他的特权，以及他的责任。
Okay. God said of Sarah, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations.
上帝对撒拉说，我必赐福给她，并要使她作为一个多国之母。
We just had a couple of new babies born in our church.
在我们教会最近有几个新的婴孩降生。
We have a couple on the way today.
还有几个好孩子要出生。
Wow, to think that could be the beginning of nations.
好，想想看，假如你的孩子是一个国家的元首，父亲的话。
Did you ever think of that?
我们有没有这么想过？
God wants us to.
上帝要我们这么想。
You know, there's a proverb that you can count how many seeds in an apple.
好，有一个箴言说哈，我们可以算在一个苹果里面有多少种子。
But nobody can count how many apple trees.Or in one apple seed.
但是没有人算得出在一个苹果里面的种子当中它可以结出多少的苹果。
Because if that seed grows and becomes a tree,
因为那个种子会长大成为一个苹果树。
It'll make thousands of seeds.
它会做 又发生成千上万的种子。
Which will become thousands of trees.
又成更多的苹果树。
And then those thousands of seeds will become thousands more trees.
而那些种子又成为很多很多的苹果树。
Human beings have a way of multiplying, don't they?
所以人类也有这个繁殖的这个功能。
And only God knows what He's going to do with the children He's bringing into your family.
好，那只有上帝知道你将要带来到世界上的孩子，他的将来是什么。
You just be faithful to God.
我们只需要对神忠实。
And when the going gets tough, you keep seeking God.
好，当情况变得非常艰困的时候呢，你不停止去寻求神。
You keep praying. You keep trying to plant seed.
好，继续发撒种。
Keep trying to point them to God.
继续将他们带到神的面前。
Because it's God that has the wonderful plan for their life.
因为是上帝对他们的人生有美好的计划。
God told Rebecca.
上帝也告诉利百加。
Two nations are in your womb.
两个国家在你的腹内。
Take that in. Okay, someday you get married, or you're already married, you already have kids, or you're going to have kids.
好，有的时候你会结婚，你会生小孩。
You have no idea what God's going to do with that child.
在那个时刻，你不晓得上帝对这个孩子将来的旨意是什么。
Get a vision from God.
所以要从神看到这个意象。
God uses a godly family, Amram and Jochebed, to set his people free from slavery.
好，上帝使用属他的家庭来解救百姓脱离奴役，就是摩西的父母亲。
That was Moses.
好，摩西。
Right, and notice the life-changing impact of a godly father on his son.
我们要留意好属神的父亲对儿子生命改变的影响。
When God appears to Moses,
当上帝跟摩西显现的时候
，He said, "The Lord reveals Himself to Moses, saying, 'I am the God of thy father.'"
他说我是你父亲的神。
Okay, let me ask you a question. If God were to come to your child,
假如上帝临到你的孩子
and he said, he wants to reveal himself to your child,
他要向你的孩子启示他自己
and he said, I'm the God of your father,
他说、oh, 我是你父亲的神
is your kid going to say, what God?
你会说,
I don't think my God worships a God.
你会说, 哎, 哪个神?
I don't think my father worships a God.
好, 哪个会说,
or will they say,Wow, I know who you are. My father told me about you.
还是说，哦，他会说，我知道你是谁，因为我的父亲把你告诉了我。
What a testimony Moses's father had.
所以摩西的父亲在他的身上有很好的见证。
That God could reveal Himself to Moses just by saying, "I'm the God of your father."
上帝可以跟摩西显现说，我是你父亲的神。
It's the kind of father we have to be to make sure your children will know who the God is.That you worship and believe.
所以我们的父亲要做这样的父亲，你要确知你的孩子知道你敬拜的神是哪一位。
Like Israel, our society has fallen into cruel bondage.
那今天我们的社会跟以色列一样哈，弱弱惨痛的奴役。
America is in bondage to drugs, injustice.
美国有毒品、不公正的这些捆绑。
Lust, mental illness, hopelessness.
情欲啊，精神病啊，绝望。
These are all bondage.
这些都是捆绑
and it's all traced back to the disintegration of the family.
这些都可以追溯到家庭的解体
Okay, God will raise up deliverers only as men and women once again focus on building godly families.
那只有父母专注在建立属神的家庭的时候，上帝才会兴起拯救者
See, that's where it begins in the home.
你就从家庭开始。
That's where the potential is.
这个潜能就在家庭里。
It's not the government going to bring a revival.
啊，不是说靠政府带来复兴。
It's not science that's going to bring a revival.
也不是靠着科学带来复兴。
It's the home where revival begins.
是在家庭里复兴才发生。
Where history turns.
而且带来历史的转道。
And God starts a new work to bring a new blessing to a new generation.
所以神开始一个新的工作，新的复兴，带来一个新的世代。
Will you change history if you exercise the same faith the parents of Moses had?
好，假如我们操练摩西父母的信心的话呢，我们也可以改变历史。
Okay, you will.
我们会改变历史。
Okay. They would die before they would let someone else destroy the life of the baby God had given them.
好，他们宁愿死，也不愿意让别人摧毁上帝所赐孩子的性命。
I mean, they were supposed to kill all the baby boys.
那个时候要把所有的小孩都杀掉。
But Moses' parents were willing to risk their life to keep their baby alive.
但是摩西的父母亲，他们愿意冒自己生命的危险来救他。
And look what God did with that baby.
好，看看神后来借着摩西做了什么。
Where are the brave parents today willing to stand against the dominant culture?
那今天谁愿意行主眼中看为正的事的父母呢？
Where are the godly parents that'll stand against political correctness?
谁愿意抗拒所谓的政治正确？
Where are the parents that'll do what's right in the sight of God and care less about what other people will think?
好，谁愿意看做主眼中看为正的事，不管别人怎么说？
Joshua challenged God's people to make a decision that would guarantee them eternal life.
好，约书亚也挑战属神的人做出保证他们永生的决定。
Here's the key to eternal life.
好，这就是去永生的一个关键。
Fear the Lord.
敬畏耶和华。
Serve Him in sincerity and truth.
诚心实意地侍奉他。
And put away the gods which your fathers served.
好，将你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神除掉。
And serve the Lord.
去侍奉耶和华。
Because see, there's only one true God that created everything and created you and me.
好，因为只有一位创造宇宙万物的、创造我们的神。
That's the God we have to serve.
这就是我们必须服侍的上帝。
We determine our eternal destiny by which God we choose to serve.
所以我们选择我们侍奉哪个神，决定我们永恒的去处。
Joshua challenged the people.
好，所以约书亚挑战当时的百姓。
Choose you this day whom ye will serve.
他说：“你们今日肯谁可以选择所要侍奉的
？”Either the gods of your fathers or the gods of the land where you dwell.
是你们父母亲的神呢，还是住在你们这个地方的神呢？
But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because he's your heavenly father.
因为他是我们天上的父。
He's the one that gifts you with a family.
好，他是赐给我们家庭的那
一位。He's the one that gifts you with children.
他是赐给我们孩童的那一位。
And he's got a purpose for it all.
好，他对这些都有他的目的。
And it's a purpose that will extend out into eternity.
这个目的会进到永恒。
Why would you choose any other God?
为什么要选择其他的神呢？
1st and 2nd Chronicles reveals the key that opens society to either blessing or curse.
那历代至上下就显明给我们开启社会接受神的祝福或是地狱咒诅的关键。
Israel's religious life was never stronger than under David.
好，在大卫领导之下，他们国家的信仰生活是最坚强的。
And Israel's government was never stronger than under David and Solomon.
而在大卫和所罗门的带领下呢，他们的政府也是最坚强的。
But both David and Solomon failed in raising a godly home.
但是大卫跟所罗门在教养他们的家庭里面呢，都是失败的。
Both David and Solomon took many wives against a clear commandment of God.
大卫跟所罗门违反了上帝很明确的旨意。娶了许多妻妾
And David committed adultery and murder.
好，大卫后来犯了奸淫跟谋杀。
So what happens? David never disciplined his sons.
好，那大卫也从来不管教他的儿子。
His parenting example produced an immoral son, Amnon.
所以他自己的教养方式和榜样呢，就是产生了一个不道德的儿子暗嫩。
And he produced a murderer.
他的孩子当中也出了一个杀人犯。
Because his family life was in shambles.
因为他的家庭生活哈没有办法聚集在一起。
Eli was similar.
以利也是一样。
So dark times fell on society when the parents failed to teach their children.
当父母没有教导儿女关于唯一真神的时候呢，黑暗时代就降临社会。
This is clear in Judges.
在士师记上显明的非常清楚。
There arose a generation which knew not the Lord nor the works of the Lord.
士师记说后来有别的世代兴起，不知道耶和华，也不知道耶和华为以色列人所做的事。
It happened so quick because the parents failed to teach their children.
这件事情发生相当快，因为父母亲。没有教导孩子关于神的事情。
And when that happens, they did evil in the sight of the Lord.
所以以色列人行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
Dark times result from rejecting the Lord's authority.
所以拒绝上帝的权威呢，就导致了黑暗时代的来临。
They forsook the Lord and followed other gods.
他们离弃了他们列祖的神，去叩拜别神。
In those days, every man did what was right in his own eyes.
那个时候，个人任意而行。
That's America today, situational ethics.
这就是美国今天的方式好，所谓的情境伦理。
Everyone does what's right in their own eyes.
每个人做自己认为对的事。
Rather than what's right in the eyes of God.
而不是做神眼中看为对的事。
Look at this here.
我们看看这幅图画。
We got the temple of Baal.
这是巴利的神坛。
That was the god they worship in the Old Testament.
这是他们在旧约敬拜的假神。
But it's also the god that they sacrifice children to.
也是向他献上自己儿女的神。
You know, this is the actual entrance to the temple of Baal that they preserved in the Middle East.
这是他们在中东保存下来，实实在在的巴利的神的一个拱门。
And they made a model of it and brought it to London.
所以他们做了一个模型，把它带到伦敦。
That same model they brought to Washington D.C.
同样一个模型，他们带到华盛顿 D.C.
It's all about the worship of Baal, the sacrificing of children.
就是敬拜巴利，把孩子献祭给他。
Then they brought it to New York.
也带到纽约。
What are they doing?
好，他到底在干嘛呢？
They're exalting this ancient God.
他们在高举这个古代的神。
That required child sacrifice.
他需要你们向他献上孩子。
And this is supposed to be something great to use taxpayers' money for?
这个这么的了不起，要用纳税人的钱吗？
No, it's the spiritual warfare.
这是一个属灵的征战。
Okay, broken ungodly homes inflict hell on society.
所以破碎不敬虔的家庭呢，使社会遭灾。
Produces a greedy, immoral religious leadership.
他知道说腐败、贪婪、不道德的宗教领袖。
Constant social chaos.
毫不休止的社会动荡。
Moral perversion.
道德败坏和变态。
Okay, We also get rampant violence in unsafe streets. Dysfunctional government. A divided nation. Sound familiar? Come on, we're living in this country. But this is what happened to Israel when they rose a generation that knew not the Lord. The mighty nation of Israel crumbled in one generation. It only takes one generation of parents that don't teach their children about the Lord for
只需要一个世代的父母亲不把上帝教育给他的下一代，这个世界，这个社会就变成这样的状况。
Same way America is only one generation away from its own destruction or one generation away from another revival.
所以美国它离自我毁灭或是离改变世界的属灵复兴呢，只有一个世代之遥。
Revival begins with God-fearing homes.
那复兴要从敬畏上帝的家庭开始。
Seems so simple, too easy, doesn't it?
看起来好像很简单哈。
But God reveals this blessed truth by revealing one of the great love stories of all history.
让上帝借用历史中一个伟大的爱情故事来启示这个蒙福的真理。
Ruth, Naomi, and Boaz.
就是路德、拿俄米跟波阿斯。
It's the book of Ruth.
是路德记的故事。
That's where God started revival in Israel.
神就在那个时候借着路德的家庭在以色列兴起了一个复兴。
Ruth takes place in the days when the judges rule.
路德故事发生的时候就是在士师秉政的时候。
It's like America today.
就像今天的美国一样。
Right? The judges rule, not Congress.
今天是法官在统治，而不是国会在统治。
Ruth made a life-changing, history-changing commitment to her God and family.
那路德对上帝和家庭做出一个改变人生、改变历史的承诺。
She told her mother-in-law.
她跟她的婆婆说。
How many of you love your mother-in-law?
我们当这个大人爱自己的婆婆。
How many of you have problems with your mother-in-law?
有的人跟婆婆有关系，有问题。
Right, can be a tough relationship.
好，这个关系不简单。
But Ruth made a commitment to her family.
但是路德对她的家做出她的承诺。
Don't tell me to leave you or to return from following you.
好，不要催我回去，不跟随你。
Where you go, I will go.
你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。
Your people will be my people.
好，你的人民就是我的民。
And your God will be my God.
你的神就是我的神。
Commitment.
就是他的承诺。
God took a faithful woman who could keep her commitments.
所以神就拿了一个非常能够执守他的承诺的妇人。
So he brings her to a man who could keep his commitments.
把他带给一个能够承受他的承诺的一个男人。
And that's Boaz.
就是波阿斯。
He was a wealthy man who's kept morally pure.
他非常富有，而且保持自己的道德纯洁。
Even though he lived in the time of judges.
即使他活在士师的那个时代。
He feared God and kept the word of God.
好，他敬畏神，而且持守上帝的话语。
Boaz and Ruth's great-grandson was King David.
那他们两个的曾孙就是大卫王。
And it was David who started the revival in Israel.
那大卫在以色列就发动了这个复兴。
How different history would have been if David had followed the example of his grandfather.
Great-grandfather. 大卫假如跟随他曾祖父的榜样的话呢, 他那个时候历史就会不一样。
The revival under David would have continued if he had built a godly family.
假如大卫能够 教养他的家成为一个敬虔的家庭的话，那个复兴可以持续更多的时代。
If he had focused on his family as much as he focused on his religion and government, history would have been different.
假如他专注在的家庭，就像他专注在他的宗教信仰跟国家的事上呢，那个历史就会不一样。
So we close with this challenge.
所以我要以这个 挑战来作为结束。
Will you let God use you to start the next great revival?
你愿意让上帝使用你来开始下一个复兴吗?
Will you focus on building godly families?
你愿意专注在建立属神的家庭吗?
No matter how dysfunctional your family might seem,
不管你的家现在看起来是多么的功能失调,
if you know Jesus,
假如你知道主耶稣的话,
you can bring the love of Jesus into any situation and it'll start to change. It just won't change as fast as you want it to. You have to be patient. Both your own home and your church home. Focus on the family.
家庭的重要性吗？
Whatever I do in life, God always wants me to focus on the family.
就不管我生活当中做的是什么哈，神总是要我专注在家庭里。
Healthy families are the foundation of a healthy society.
健康的家庭是健康社会的基础。
Remember, true love isn't just a feeling; it's a commitment to do what's best for the object of your love.
真爱不只是一个感觉，而是承诺为你所爱的人最高的益处来着想。
You're not always going to feel like you love your family.
好，有的时候你不会觉得说，哎呀，我，你会很爱你的家人。
But you can always keep your commitments to God to do what's best for them.
但是你可以对神保持你要为他们的利益着想的这个承诺。
So will you pray with me?
好，所以希望你跟我一起做这个祷告。
Will you make this your prayer?
使这个成为你的祷告。
This was Joshua's prayer.
这也是约书亚的祷告。
But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
And if you can make that commitment,
假如你愿意做出这样的承诺，
then I can guarantee you,
那么我可以向你保证，
revival is on the horizon.
复兴，好，就在地平线上了。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Maybe I'll ask all the fathers to stand with me.
我想请所有的父亲跟我一样站起来。所有的父亲啊，请站起来。
And anybody who's single now who wants to be a father someday.
那任何现在单身但是希望将来做我父亲的人。
Never too young to make these commitments.
你做这样的承诺呢，绝对不是你还年轻哈。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
We thank you for these earthly fathers.
我们为这些世上的父亲感谢你。
We know fatherhood is not easy today.
我们知道今天做父亲不容易。
Only a father understands all the heartache, all the pains, the tears, but also all the joy and the rewards.
所有的父亲都明白痛苦流泪，但是他们也经历过喜乐和盼望。
Lord, we're not here to discuss our past failures or successes.
我们今天不在于讨论过去的失败。
We're here to look to the future.
我们看望将来。
And make a decision that can change not only our future but the future of history.
不但要做出一个改变自己的将来，而且是历史的将来的决定。
We want to make a commitment to focus on our families.
我们要承诺，要专注在我们的家人身上。
Wherever they might be located in around the world.
不管他们居住在世界上什么地方。
We can still do things.
我们仍然能够服务我们的家人。
We can write letters.
写信。
We can call on the phone.
打电话。
We can FaceTime.
用FaceTime.
We can visit.
我们可以探望。
But Lord, when we do, help us point our families to you.
好，当我们跟家人有互动的时候，求主帮助我们将他们带到你的面前来。
Help them and help us encourage them in the hope that everybody has in Christ.
帮助我们告诉他们每个人在主耶稣基督里所有的盼望。
Because you're the God that loves to bring life out of death.
因为你是喜欢从死亡当中带出生命的神。
And nothing ever gets so broken that you can't put it back together again.
也没有任何破碎到不可以再破碎的地步，可以没有办法你把它缝合起来。
If we'll just bring all the broken pieces to you.
我们只需要把所有破碎的碎片带到你的面前来。
And allow you in your power and your wisdom.
让许你用你的，容许你用你自己的能力和你的智慧来弥补它。
To finish your glorious purpose.
来完成你自己荣耀的目的。
In our family's life.
在我们的家庭的生活当中。
We look to you.
好，我们仰望你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.